KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Paul Acey joins us from Plugged In. He's a director there. And, of course, with Focus on the Family. Paul, so much appreciate your time.
Oh, so happy to be here. Thanks so much.
Well, Paul, parents, children, screen time, content. Wow, so much to talk about. And I know there's resources, we can get to that, available at Plugged In to help parents navigate some of this. But let's jump right in talking about that challenging landscape that parents do need to navigate when it comes to media and screen time.
Yeah, it is a very, very challenging time. And, you know, it just gets more challenging all the time and more important all the time, quite honestly. I mean, we're dealing with a world where most of us are connected to our screens, right? I mean, they're almost an extension of our bodies. And that's not just for kids or teens. That's for us as adults, too. We are kind of absorbed by the screens that we keep on ourselves all the time. And that can be a tricky thing, especially if you're a parent and you're concerned with what your kids or your teens are doing online, if you're worried about social media, if you're worried about the entertainment they're dealing with. That can be really challenging because unlike sort of back in the day when you had one TV and it was in the family room and everybody could see what everybody else was watching, you know, now you just take these phones into your own private bedrooms and that makes a more difficult environment for parents to deal with, for sure.
Yeah, and this is maybe kind of another topic, but, you know, I was talking with someone this week about how big, you know, it's changed, what a great change there's been in media. I'm going to date myself now, but, you know, when there was four networks and UHF channels, which was actually, I mean, and really, looking at where we are now and where we've come from, which was really plenty. It's now a smorgasbord of media content you can find just, and we're just talking TV, let alone, things streaming on YouTube or what have you. And you mentioned the family sitting around a single TV in the family room, and it was appointment TV. You know, I was telling someone specifically this week, Sunday nights was Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, followed by The Wonderful World of Disney. And then you know, if a movie was okay enough for the whole family, we'd stay and watch Sunday night at the movies. And it was just so different. And like you said, you know, often the parents and the kids, you know, to have a TV in your room as a kid, you know, 30, 40 years ago, that was, you know, wow.
Yeah.
And just the media consumption has absolutely changed.
Yeah, it totally has. And it does make for a much, much more challenging environment for parents. But, in a way, when you're talking about the options that we have available, it really is sort of like the best of times, the worst of times, right? I mean, from my perspective over at Plugged In, we know that the content that you can consume on some of these streaming platforms, they can make the R-rated movies back in our childhoods, probably they would pale in comparison to some of the stuff that you can just flip on the TV. But at the same time, because there's just so much content out there, you can find some really great content too, you know, and that's kind of the encouraging flip side. I know that Amazon Prime Video, they've been working really hard to get more Christian content on their platform. Netflix is exploring the same avenue because they know that Christians watch TV. They know that they're interested in good entertainment. And so from that perspective, you know, in some ways, if you are looking for good entertainment, you can find it maybe more easily than you could have 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, and another, for example, and I haven't subscribed, but Angel Studios that is going out of their way to create content that, you know, seemingly, I haven't consumed it, but seemingly is much more family friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really true. You know, Angel has, they have an interesting way of sort of pushing their entertainment projects to market. You know, they have their own streaming service. They push a lot of things into the theaters, but they have sort of a board, essentially like a million or so of its users are part of sort of the selection process of what becomes sort of an Angel Studios project, which is kind of an interesting concept. You have them sort of saying yes to certain things, saying no to other things. It does have a lot of faith-based content, but not all of it is faith-based, but it all sort of clears a hurdle of what the people who Angel Studios asks. It meets their criteria for what would be quote unquote family friendly or encouraging or whatnot. So that is sort of an interesting strategy that I'm not sure if there's another media company out there doing that same thing.
Yeah, well, and back to where we started on this, you know, talking about that challenging landscape for parents navigating media when it comes to, well, not only navigating media, but throttling screen time with kids, and one size doesn't fit all. There's parents with different age kids. There's parents who have a different philosophy of how much, are they more okay? We've delivered the truth to our kids. They clearly understand, are doing their best to encourage their kids to make their faith their own and continuing to love them in the Lord and share the gospel with them in love. But at that point where, that sometime they got to start flying. How much do they participate in making specific decisions about what the kids watch? And I would say, regardless of where they are on that scale, and maybe I'll throw it out more as a question, how important is it for parents, regardless of that, to make sure that their kids know that there's an open door to sit down and have conversations about what they're consuming?
Steve, probably the most, that is maybe the most important thing that parents can do. Honest to goodness, you are right on the money with that. When you're talking about shuffling through the world of entertainment, there's clearly a lot of stuff that parents don't want their kids to see. There's a really good chance that their kids are going to sometimes see that content anyway. Right? In today's media environment, it's just so hard to keep track of everything that your kids might be consuming, whether it's because they have a phone and they're able to watch it on their own. If they don't, they might go over to somebody's house, be exposed to something there. The days where you as a parent can have sort of these foolproof walls built around your kids, they just don't exist anymore. And because they don't exist, you need to be really, really proactive as far as having conversations with your kids about what they are watching, to not freak out if you find out that they've watched something that you would rather they didn't. But to have sort of that open door, as you say, Steve, where kids can come in and they can say, you know what, I saw this thing. I know I shouldn't have. It really, really bothered me. And giving that opportunity to have your child be able to talk through maybe some of those issues, that's incredibly important. It's so important to have that open door to be able to communicate these things. Because you're right, Steve, when it comes down to your kids are growing up, and eventually they're going to be making these decisions for themselves. Those conversations can help cement why it's important to be careful about what you watch. It can be really important as they start making their own media decisions to sort of let them sort of gradually come to be a part of that decision-making process. It's so important.
Yeah, and I would encourage parents in this too. Right now we're kind of landing on talking about kids that are a little bit older, starting to make their own decisions, and remember, as you relate to them here, you are training them basically on how they're going to deal with your grandkids.
Right.
So Just another thought. But you know, media, we both know can have a negative impact. However, can it ever be helpful on the parenting journey? And I would use the example we just talked about. Having open conversations about media will open conversations about whatever, you know, when they're with friends away from the house, that they know that it's a safe place to go back and talk to mom and dad. But are there other ways that media can ever be helpful on that parenting journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think that, and I'll just speak for myself. When I was growing up, you know, I had wonderful, wonderful parents, but I did not talk with them very much about stuff that was really, really bothering me or really, really important to me. You know, I think that sometimes kids can be a little protective, oddly enough, of their parents. You know, they don't necessarily want them to know that you're struggling or that you're dealing with some really difficult emotions. And I don't think the kids are that much different than I was growing up. You know, I think that there's still that element. There's still that protective nature that I think some kids have. Movies sometimes can become a really fantastic conduit, springboard into deeper conversations. There's a movie that came out, and this I'll preface this by saying this is not a movie for everyone. Sketch is a film that came out a couple of months ago. It definitely feels sort of like a kid type horror movie in some ways. And we got a lot of feedback that it was just too scary for certain kids. But at the same time, this movie talked a lot about grief, about dealing with very, very difficult emotions, about anger, and how parents can come sort of alongside their kids who are dealing with a lot of anger, a lot of grief, a lot of sadness they don't know how to process otherwise. You know, Sketch really felt like it had some deeper messages that if your kids can deal with some of the content that you might have to deal with this movie, it does allow for a springboard into some of those deeper conversations. You know, you can ask your kids about how they felt about certain aspects of the movie. Do they deal with their own anger issues? Do they deal with sadness? You know, how do they process those emotions in their own lives? And I think that that can be a tremendous catalyst for conversation. And there are a lot of movies like that can be springboards to deeper conversations with your kids and a way to tighten your bonds with them, honestly. Some of my favorite memories are actually just watching movies with my kids and talking about it afterwards.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that you use something like Sketch as an example, and I'm going to go old school with this. The classic, A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
You go read through that. It's a ghost story and it's scary. But there's a lot of redemptive things that can be pulled from the content, and whether they're actually picking up a bound book and reading it from Charles Dickens, who loved the Lord, or they're, you know, watching one of the various versions of it. Yeah. New movies, classics. There's, you know, some things that people would say, no, we won't watch that because, those convictions that you have, you probably should stand by them. Of course, always hold it up to Scripture and do your best to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. But there is opportunity, even in there's just so much opportunity to redeem content from almost, and now some stuff, absolutely not. But, do your best to find something that's redeeming or to create a conversation. Hey, we're up against a break, Paul. Can you stay with us?
You bet. I sure can.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more with Paul Acey, director of Plugged In at Focus on the Family. And stay with us. We'll be right back after this on ABQ Connect. Paul Acey joins us for another segment and discussing content that, Paul, you regularly visit at Plugged In at Focus on the Family. And actually, we'll do this before we put a bow on it, but for looking for some of those, let's just give out the website, and then later we'll go into more detail of what they'll find there.
You bet. That's PluggedIn.com.
All right. And, you know, I know that on KLYT, you can listen every Friday on ABQ Connect. Our final break has the 1 minute of, you know, typically, Paul, I can't think of a time it wasn't something that was probably hitting screens that week. So it's relevant content that parents can hear about decide if it's something that maybe they want to take their family to. But in our first segment, we talked a lot about how to navigate the world of media as it pertains to your kids, and what you can do about what they're consuming or what kind of conversations you can have. Talk about screen time, which, by the way, if I'm being transparent, I don't want anyone to see the screen time on my phone every week. Maybe my mom needs to have a talk with me, but it's a thing. We were talking when we went to the break about how parents might use media really as a helpful resource to parent their kids, but you can really broach tough topics with your kids by walking through some of these either series or movies. And you brought up, you know, a fairly new movie called Sketch, or other things. You know, there's topics that maybe the kids they'll jump into and talk to you with as it pertains to media, but maybe another time you'd have a hard time, you know, pulling thoughts out of them.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. You know, it is interesting because one of the great things I think about entertainment is that it gives you a place to talk. I mean, who doesn't love talking about their favorite show on TV or their favorite movie or this new song that they've just loved? You know, we're all sort of wired to talk about these stories that we create within the bounds of entertainment. And because it's such a natural conversation catalyst, it allows us to potentially, if we're looking for those opportunities, it allows us to go a little bit deeper. Another really good example from my own life when my kids were growing up, there was a movie called Inside Out. It is one of Pixar's all-time classic movies. And for me, it's about this little girl who's dealing with a big move in her life. And she's very sad about leaving her friends. But the thing about the movie is that it gave me, as a parent, a whole bunch of new ways to sort of explore deep feelings with my own kids, you know, to sort of how to talk about those, to sort of process some of those. And I think that sometimes when you have a really strong movie, it gives you that opportunity to push into some of those deeper conversations. And honestly, it doesn't need to be, you know, this fantastic movie that specifically deals with those issues. Sometimes it can be a really light movie. You know, if you watch a superhero movie, it might open up a conversation to talk with your teen about heroism or doing the right thing or making a really, really difficult decision. You know, there are opportunities to talk about deeper aspects of a teen's or a child's life through some of these movies that we watch.
Yeah, you know, so we've talked a lot about movies and maybe, you know, a series and what have you. We talked about social media, and I brought up YouTube. I kind of want to go here as a direction quickly, because what a great resource it can be to have some of these conversations. And, you know, because it's still occupying space in the news cycle, I'm going to bring back up the life of Charlie Kirk. And you know, I've watched more Charlie Kirk in the last month than I may have ever watched. I watched it from time to time, his time on campus with students and dialogue that he has with people. But talking about using something as a learning process or opening discussions that, you know, it opened up discussions about content with your kids. if you were to go back and review, you know, a lot of those conversations. The other thing that I would say, and by the way, it's awfully nice whether it's a series movie or YouTube, if you're watching it together, what we didn't have back in the day of four networks was pause. So what a great opportunity to pause, say in one of these Charlie Kirk conversations and say, what did you notice Charlie did in that conversation? Yeah. Because one media may tell us one thing about whether it's Charlie or other people, you know, I guess training our kids to be truth seekers, to not necessarily, if Charlie or someone else in the conversation said something, and they use a source, go to that source. You know, teaching our kids to dig in and find the truth. And I'll say this, about Charlie. One thing that I really picked up after watching more than I had watched in times past was, you know, he didn't have a hard time because he knew the truth. He consumed the truth and he stood on the truth. He didn't have to make up stuff. The truth spoke for Charlie, but he just was well acquainted with it, and it was easy for him to share. So practice makes permanent. It's an encouragement to be, think on what things the Bible says, right? To think on the things that God would encourage us to think on. And what a great example we had there. And more importantly, what a great example we have in Christ. To follow what he did in the conversations that he had. But what great opportunity there is using some of these media outlets, YouTube or whatever you might be streaming or binging or what have you. As we put a bow on the conversation, Paul, I want to throw it back to you for comment on some of that.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And as parents, you know, one of the things that we a lot of people come to Plugged In to know whether there's a certain movie or a TV show is right for their family. And that's fantastic. But I think the broader thing that we're hopefully trying to teach families is that their kids are getting older and they are getting on the cusp of making their own decisions. So exactly what you were talking about, Steve, the idea of encouraging your kids to think and to think for themselves and to explore the facts, to explore a story's purpose, you know, and to unpack that, I think is just so important because stories are so important. You know, we are creatures of stories. Jesus taught us through parables.
Amen.
We are conditioned to think about stories deeply. So when we can, be careful of the stories that you absorb in you and your family. But when you can, use those stories to learn, to grow, to draw together as a family. That's what I would encourage.
Very good. Well, Paul Acey's been our guest. He's a director of Plugged In. And Paul, we gave the web address at pluggedin.com. What other resources come to mind let's get them logged in. Let's give them, tease them, let them know what's there. They'll log on and actually find, there's a lot of great resources.
You know, we do try to give a lot of good resources, hopefully that are a help to parents. You know, we review movies. That's probably the thing that we're best known for. But we do TV, books, music, video games. We do YouTube channels. So if there's something that's popular within the culture, hopefully we'll have something to help parents sort of figure out what it's all about and how to best think about it. And we have a blog that sort of unpacks a lot of the issues of the day, technology as they relate to technology and entertainment. We have a YouTube channel that I think we're doing some really fun things on too. And you can find that actually on the website as well. So those are a few areas that you can sort of dip your toes into. Hopefully we'll have something that helps you and your family out.
All right. Paul Acey, the director of Plugged In, has been our guest. Paul, thanks for the time. Let's do this again sometime.
Anytime, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.